On Monday, the 11th of May 2020, a team of police officers were on inquiries relative to missing persons in the Washington Gardens area at a location that is called Danger Island, that is close to the Sandy Gully Bank, when they stumbled upon two shallow graves. A number of police officers, including senior personnel from the Criminal Investigation Branch and the St. Andrew South Police Division, visited the area and it was cordoned off. On Tuesday, a team of police officers led by Major Investigation Division returned to the area with the support of cadaver dogs from the JCF K-9 Division and forensic personnel from Era 4 and Major Investigation Division. The two graves were excavated by the forensic personnel and five bodies were discovered. The four were actually discovered in one grave and the other one in the other. The persons are unidentified, although we suspect who some of these persons may be, but until the forensic examination and the postmortem is done, we are unable to definitively say who these persons are. The investigation continues, and as soon as the identity of these persons are known, the public will be updated. Again, I want to appeal to the people of Jamaica, to the public, that violence is like a virus that requires a national response. The security forces by themselves are unable to treat with this virus. And so we are calling upon every member of the society to join hands and heart together as we seek to cauterize, as we seek to reduce this epidemic of violence that is taking hold of our nation. We can work together to build a better Jamaica, to build that Jamaica that all of us, all well-thinking Jamaicans, anticipate.